conversation. I'm just being honest. It's going to get kind of awkward. I usually, Mackenzie, out of everybody on the show, never struggle for words. I often talk too much. But there's a situation going on, and he's in the room too. There's a party going on this weekend. A lot of people having Super Bowl parties at their houses and hosting them. And me and my wife, Lindsay, got invited on Facebook. And we also talked to the friends, too. But we got the, I guess, the official invite on there. And we're bringing a couple of dishes. We're going to bring my wife's spinach and artichoke dip. That's going to be really good. And kind of like a spicy buffalo dip that our friend Molly kind of showed us, which I hadn't. I just fell in love with. So my question is not necessarily like, what dip do you bring to a party? It is... what do you do? Okay, he's here.
Pork Chop, do you know this is about you? This is like so weird. And he's holding his dog, Chloe. So cute.
What's about me?
The party that's going on this weekend.
Right.
You keep on asking me like if we want to ride together and stuff. And the thing is, I don't know how you don't know this. And I hate that I have to tell you. I really do.
Is he canceling?
No, you weren't invited. Like,
okay, let's take it back to the top.
And it's not in a bad way. Sorry,
what
go
do you,
ahead.
I wasn't invited or I forgot to get invited.
How did this happen?
I specifically, like, Pork Chop can't come. Those are three options. Which one is it?
Are you friends with the people having the party,
yes,
too, Chops?
Of course.
Yeah, I would say we're both mutual friends. Maybe I'm a little bit more, but I'd say equal. It's pretty close.
Yeah, okay. He was Joe's friend first.
So you initially got invited to the party... Joe?
Lindsay did too, my wife, yes.
And
we
then
were both
how
invited.
Did Pork Chop, was he just like, oh, I'm coming too?
Well, here's the thing, guys. I don't know the situation behind. I can speculate why he didn't get invited. Oh. I have a few ideas.
Okay, so then why wasn't I invited?
Well, I said speculate.
Right,
I don't know here, okay?
But it's not like a whoever come bring anybody type
No. There's only a certain amount of people that are going to be at this person. They don't have a very big house. But I don't think that's the reason why, though, either. Only thing I can speculate, and not to put your business out there on Front Street, last time I remember we all got together was in the summertime at this person's house, and you got lit. Like, you were, like, I think you guys took an Uber or Lyft home. I know you didn't drive. You were pretty... having a good time. You didn't break anything. I don't think you threw up, but just like Pork Chop was in rare form. I've never seen him that buzzed.
Right. I don't even usually drink that much. And when I do, I'm like a happy drunk.
But once again, I don't know if that's the reason why. Not to put your business out there. The only other thing I could think of is that you work so much and maybe they just assumed, oh my gosh, it being Super Bowl Sunday at the steakhouse, there's no way he's not working a double that day.
So, well, funny you say that because I was scheduled a double that day and I got the night shift off.
Oops, sorry.
So I could go.
Dude,
like who would not want Chops and his dog Chloe at their party?
Well,
they're so cute.
See, and that's the thing. Listen, Mackenzie, I don't know. And I mean, I like you, but like, I don't really like. I'm kind of just telling you. And this is why I was asking for help. 833-563-2539. I don't know what to tell you, but I'm pretty sure they haven't told me to say this to you. But obviously, you're not invited, and I hate saying that. You know, I'm the guy that invites everybody to my parties. I always invite everybody. I'm so inclusive. I hate being left out. I hate that feeling. But just straight up, like friend to friend, like you weren't invited.
So why can't you ask your friend Joe and be like, "Hey, question. Like, I noticed Pork Chop wasn't invited. Like, how come? Like, can he come with me? Have you asked him that?"
I talked and they said, yeah, we didn't invite him already. I didn't ask him that part. No, because
uncomfortable. Like,
yes.
Being like, well, can I bring him?
No, Liv, that is awkward. Even me thinking about asking that is an awkward thing.
But like, what's one more person? It's not like it's like six
other
people.
It's not my party.
My boyfriend too?
No, you're not invited. You can't bring anybody.
So what am I supposed to answer the phones? It's supposed to be, hey, let's help how to tell Pork Chop he's not invited.
I don't know what the question is right now.
Are you asking people how to uninvite
before
someone?
Before you came back into the room because you were out, I was kind of wondering if I could ask people, like, what do I do to tell you? But now that you kind of know about it, I don't know what the question even is anymore.
Well, here, have you ever uninvited someone from something? I think this is not.
I mean, maybe
this is tacky, but 833-563-2539. My motto is always the more the merrier. But, Joe, I get your situation.
It's not my party.
It's weird because it's not your party.
It's not my party.
This actually happens to me all of the time, Joe. I have two best friends, and one of them, you know, we've been friends for a long time. We all have the same group of friends. And then another one, she's not really friends with anyone else I'm friends with, and she always thinks she can just tag along to whatever I'm going to, like birthday dinners and things like that. And I'm like, and I always am in the awkward situation of like, do I just bring her along even though she wasn't invited, or do I tell her like, oh, hey, sorry, I'm busy that night? Like, I don't know how to handle a situation like that when, like, I have a friend that was not invited to something, but she just assumes she can come along.
It's
like,
just,
do
it's
I
awkward.
Tell her no? Or do I just say, you know, who cares, and bring her with me?
Here's what I'm telling you, Chops. At 833-563-2539, I really, out of all the times we take calls, would appreciate if you could call in right now because I just feel so awkward. I'm not telling you no, but just in reality, like, from what I've heard, you're not invited.
I'm going to text him.
No, see, I don't think you should do that. I think you
but
should
what
just...
But what are you going to text him? Are you going to say, hey, dude, am I invited to your party?
No.
Or like, what time,
you should what
just,
time
this is what you should
show
do.
Up.
Just okay, say, what
me.
Can I bring? Like, how I'm so excited for Sunday. What can I bring?
What if they're like, nothing, you're not invited? That could be something.
Joe, I think this could possibly be your fault. Like, you're being a bad friend.
Well, hold on. How the heck is this my fault? I feel
because
bad about it.
I thought we were cool.
Actually, Chops,
it's not my party. I'm not inviting you to my party.
Chops legit called you his best friend,
which I feel bad about.
Day.
I'm a terrible friend,
and you didn't say it back.
Well, he's not my best friend. I mean, well, I don't mean it like that.
That's
I
don't so mean.
Stop. You guys are making me
well,
to be the bad
I mean,
guy.
I don't know. I guess kind of stick up for your guy. Like Porkchop's your guy. Porkchop thinks you're his best
so
friend,
I,
and
wait.
You're not sticking up for
so
him.
So you
I
don't
think.
Want me to go to the party, or you?
No,
what do you
mean,
want me to do?
Do something. Either stand up to this guy and be like, "Hey, like." Porkchop, you better let Porkchop come. Come on, like, don't exclude him or do something.
Totally take a stand and be like, Porkchop's coming or we're not going.
No, I'm not going to insert
no,
myself
don't
like
do that.
That. Alyssa, you're on Joe and Mackenzie. What did you want to say?
Yeah, I've actually uninvited someone from my wedding. It was supposed to be my maid of honor, actually.
What happened?
I was very young at the time. And it was a right out of high school wedding, and my maid of honor was not participating, not available. We were going to try on dresses, and she wouldn't come, and she just would never
so
answer
you
my calls.
Cut her
and
out.
So eventually, it got to the point that I was just like, "You're not invited anymore."
All
at
right.
all. So wow. She went from like the prime spot in your wedding to nothing.
Okay. Thank you for the call. We got a tweet from Holly this morning listening in Houston on Radio 992.1. I think Porkchop should get on a plane with the hostage boy and come have a Houston-style Super Bowl party with me.
Oh, I love that.
Ooh, okay. Honestly, Holly, I appreciate your help here, but he doesn't have money for a plane ticket. What do we do here? What is the situation? 833-563-2539. I just really think, Mackenzie, and hopefully people will tell us this, I think it's a bad idea if I do an ultimatum that I won't come. I think it's a bad idea for me to even say, hey, he needs to come. Like, I think in this situation, I stand down and do nothing and just have a good time at the party.
I think you just bring him and just see what happens.
All right, we'll talk to you next. It's Joe Mackenzie on Radio. Well, if it wasn't awkward, it probably would not be Joan McKenzie here on Radio Now. This weekend, I was really looking forward to going to a Super Bowl party. My wife Lindsay was coming, and I didn't know if he was or not, but then I found out Porkchop was actually not invited to the party. And I don't know the reasons why. Everybody's asking. I don't have the answer. I had speculations that maybe they thought he's so busy he was working, so don't even like get his hopes up by inviting him.
You are getting torn apart, Joe.
What? I'm getting torn apart? It's not my party.
People are very mad at Joe and Mackenzie. They're calling Joe a D. And
I'm a what?
Saying, you can't call out Chops for not having money for a plane ticket. It
no,
seems
no,
simple
no.
enough.
I'm saying he couldn't... Oh my God. You know what? You guys are taking my words out of context.
To be fair, I do always work a lot. I was actually scheduled to double on Sunday, but I did get Sunday night off because you guys have always been talking about this party, and I guess I just thought I was invited. Maybe he just didn't invite me yet.
No,
well, I mean,
even Liv knows
now. It's Friday and the party's Sunday, so I feel like.
Why don't you wait till Sunday to see?
And we just played Call of Duty the other night all together.
Oh. Yeah, I know. No, I get that, Chops. But like I said, I have a few ideas why you may not be invited. I have not been told officially, but okay. I just.
Oh, this makes me so sad.
Well, it's all right. No, I've got TV and internet now at home, so I can watch the game at home.
But
I'll be
happy.
I think
you should just go to the party. You're so much fun. Why would they not want you to
see? You want it to be awkward. No, do not suggest that to him. Huh, let's get some help here. Kayla, you're on Joe and Mackenzie. What do you want to say?
Hey, guys. So I actually have two things to say. So one, Porkchop, I absolutely think that you should just text them. We're adults, and I would say, hey, man, what's going on for Sunday? You know, and whatever he responds with, you know, if he wants you to come, he'll say, and if not, he'll say, you know. And then, Joe, I kind of feel like you should have maybe got more detail before you brought up Porkchop, because it could be kind of hurtful.
Okay, Kayla, so let's say that this person was having a wedding and Chop wasn't invited. Am I supposed to say, wait, why aren't you inviting him to your special day?
But a wedding is different than a Super Bowl party.
Yeah, a wedding's way different. But not only that, but you said that you talked to him and he said that he wasn't inviting Porkchop. So, Efren, you could have been like, why? What's going on? Is everything okay? You know, like, just to kind of, just for your friend Porkchop, and if you're the other person's friend as well.
No, Kayla, I guess, but it's like I'm tired of people saying I'm a jerk here. Like, I didn't have a party and not invite him. It's somebody else.
I know, but this is your boy. Chops calls you his best friend.
So wait, I'm actually, like, literally not invited?
Oh, no.
Tell me this. Who has invited you to the party?
I didn't. I mean,
you're not invited then.
I just thought I wasn't getting, you know, it's like assumed.
Well, you know what happens when you assume.
Joe!
Sarah, you're on Joe and Mackenzie. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
I just wanted to say, Porkchop, I don't think you should be mad at Joe because he's kind of just like stuck in the middle. But, I mean, honestly, I think some true colors are being shown right now. I don't think it would hurt if you like sent the guy a text message, but I also don't think that you want to come off desperate as if like, that party's do or die, because you're cool, you know, you can find your own plan. And if you do want to, you know, get lit again, and even if you do want to break something, you can do that on your own time without being at that guy's house.
Wow, that sounds like Chops getting like lit and breaking stuff.
Throwing glass at my house.
Yeah, touchdown! Woo! Brittany, you're on Joe and Mackenzie. What's going on?
Well, my question was just how Porkchop found out about this party in the first place.
Because they were talking about it. Like, I think in front of me. I don't remember if it was on Call of Duty, like on the headsets, or if it was like a week ago when did we play disc golf last? Like 3 weeks ago or something?
Probably. It's been a little bit, yeah.
I swear
you guys. So I think that was probably the first problem. If you don't know who's invited and who's not invited, then don't talk about a party and make someone feel like they're left out.
That's so rude.
Although I do feel bad for Joe, I don't feel like Joe should be the person to point the finger and the blame, because it is not—it's not his party; it's the guy's party. And I agree with the other callers that Porkchop, you need to send a message and just say, "Hey, dude, look, I heard you're having a party. I haven't been formally invited, so I was just wondering, you know,
I feel
am I invited or not invited?
Brittany?
We're all such great friends.
Brittany's the only person I think that actually thinks I'm not a jerk. Got another DM in from Jade. Joe needs to be off the show. Mackenzie and Liv's show, or Porkchop and Mackenzie? Joe needs to be off the show. Okay. Cool. Thanks. Out of all the things I've done to my coworkers, this is what gets me kicked off. That's the reason I should be removed? I didn't even do anything!
No, I mean, if you...
Our phone lines are blowing up. I think Chops is the life of the party, and I think this party would be lucky to have Chops show up. So,
so
I think
lucky.
You should just go and have fun, and it's going to be fine. Or if you're just like, forget it, have your own party.
Okay, well, let's go to line number four and see what we got here. Hey, Dolores, you're on Joe and Mackenzie. What do you want to say?
Good morning, guys. Well, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but I kind of agree with everyone who's called before regarding, like, just send a text, see what's up. Porkchop has every right to do that. But I don't think we should blame Joe, but I'm just like, come on, Joe. Like, Porkchop is your friend.
He is.
Even in the super most casual way, you could have been like, well, hey, man, what about Porkchop? You're going to invite him? And I think he might be working, but hey, you know, like, you stand up for your friends.
Yeah, no, Joe.
Hold on.
This is what I teach my daughter. You stand
up for
your...
What, to bully people that didn't have their friend get invited to a party?
No, to stand up for your friends and be inclusive.
I do. Oh my God. If anybody knows me, I always include people to every game night. I invite so many people that I don't even want to come to my stuff because I know what it likes to be left out. I feel like a turd and it's not even my party.
I guess we could wrap this up, but there's still one question that I feel like I don't know the answer to, and it's obviously you thought I was invited to the party, and at some point it seems like you found out you knew I wasn't, so I feel like there's something I don't know.
Well, okay. I saw the Facebook invite, and I'm like, hey, why didn't, you know, did you forget to add Chops and Hostage Boy? He's like, oh, they're not invited.
Oh, how long ago was that?
A week ago.
Okay, all right. So, see, now we're getting somewhere 10 minutes later.
Listen, here's how we wrap it up.
No, we're not. This is even more awkward now.
Hold on, grab your phone.
Okay. I was going to text Chad, but go ahead. Oops,
go ahead.
I said his name.
Well, tell me this isn't awkward now, you dummy. Oh, my gosh.
Oops. Oh, my God.
Grab your phone.
Yeah.
Text him. I'm not saying his name.
Okay.
And Mackenzie, help me out. What are we going to say? Like, hey. Hey.
Let's
do it now. No, hey, am I invited to the party? What time?
No, weird.
No, he needs to text right now so we can get an answer.
I'll say, hey, man, I was supposed to work at the steakhouse Sunday night, and I just found out I have off. What should I bring?
What should you bring? Just be like, hey, man, what's up? I just found out I'm off on Sunday for the Super Bowl. What are your plans? You got anything going on?
Well, I know what the plans are.
I know, but act like you don't. Maybe he doesn't know.
I would just say, what should I bring? Because you're assuming that you're going.
Yeah. All right, are you going to send the text?
Yeah, of course. I was going to, but I have to answer phones.
You could say, Hostage Boy's making his famous 7-layer dip. Can't wait to see you Sunday.
It's only given 3 people food poisoning. You'll love it.
This is Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.
All right, well, maybe we'll give you an update on Monday and see what actually happens with that.
Are you going to go, Chops? This is going to be real interesting.
He can't go if he's not invited, Mackenzie. Do you not know how these things work? Hey, I showed up at your wedding. I know I wasn't invited. Surprise!
It's not the same! Okay. A Super Bowl get-together at a house is not the same as a wedding.
Okay, you know what we all need? We need a little drink in our life.
Yeah,
now, I don't have any alcohol for us to drink, but I want to play a fun game. It's called Name That Drink. You can also play along to and listen. Maybe make a bet for coffee or for lunch. All I'm going to do is play a song. I'm going to beep out the part where they mention the alcohol. You have to tell me what it is. We'll play that next. It's Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now. God, that was awkward, guys.